The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Another holiday.
Well, good morning. We're back. Yes, we the crazy people.
Yes, a whole week has passed, but we're here once again. Good morning. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus, and in studio with us, a very special guest, good friend of ours, Eli Khoury. Eli, welcome to Travel World.
Hi, guys.
So we're talking mainly about Montreal. Also, Eli has his own place he's going to Europe.
Actually, I'm going today.
You're going today.
I just want to come in for a couple of seconds, just tell you what I'm doing, where I'm going, and when I'll be calling.
Right, okay. We'll be talking to you over the next couple of weeks from the road.
Yeah.
I'm leaving tonight for Paris, and then Paris to London, London to Stockholm, Sweden, and then to Brussels, and perhaps Antwerp for a day, and then back to Paris. So I'll be calling you from London, and I think from Stockholm, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, on the road.
I'm going to, of course, in Stockholm, The great Chad Institute of Massage.
Oh, the great Chad Institute of Massage. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
The Swedish massage. You know, Swedish massage.
The Swedish massage is world famous. Yes.
Yes, so, yes, of course.
Or derivatives thereof.
There's a great bronze statue of Chad.
Yes.
In City Square in Stockholm, Sweden. So I'll be calling you guys from there. Of course, I just want to thank a couple.
Do his hands light up?
They do actually. I wanted to thank Radisson Hotels who are putting me up.
Sure.
Also, Hilton Hotels. The guys from. From
who?
Rail Europe.
Getting you
all around.
Yes.
Taking the train is really the best way to get around, to visit all those different
wonderful
countries.
Mm-hmm. And they also put me up in a channel to go from Paris to London and
back.
Wait,
you went through the channel?
Yeah, it's Eurostar. It's going to be great.
Oh.
Also, the guys from Canada Direct, they gave me long-distance cards to call you guys.
Holy macaroni.
So,
you really got it going in style,
Yeah, it's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah,
I'll be calling you guys on Saturday.
Tell you that you're really looking forward to it.
Can't wait to get the heck out of here and get to Paris. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, I get
to
worship.
Going to Germany for a day as well.
I'm going just for the day, you know.
Just a day trip. Let's
just
go
a
to
day
Germany,
trip Germany.
Yes, day trip or call them out. Go to Germany.
I'm going to be in Brussels, so it's not that far to get to Frankfurt.
Exactly. Brussels to Frankfurt.
It's about 8 hours or something like that.
It's not too far. Yeah.
Leave in the morning, get there, you know, late, like kind of mid-afternoon.
What exactly are you going to be doing in Frankfurt?
I'll be looking for Franks.
Looking
I got to go. I'll speak to you all next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to it.
Thanks
for the call. So that's our intrepid roving reporter, Eli Khoury.
Right, calling in twice from on the road and then giving a wrap-up report Thanksgiving weekend.
He can actually call in, and I'm Eli Khoury with a CIQC Massage Minute, sponsored by Chad Kennedy. Oh, my goodness. So we're back. We almost went to the Big E. We weren't feeling too well, so we couldn't head down.
No, but we'll be talking about the Big E after the 11:15 break.
So what is the Big E?
Big E is the New England States Exposition. It's the sort of the east of the Mississippi equivalent of the Iowa State Fair, so it's close to home. So if you don't didn't make it this year to Iowa, get a feel for the country fair experience by heading down on five and a half hours. Down Interstate 89 to the 91, right down to Springfield, Massachusetts, and visit the Big E.
One of the nice things about going down there, of course, is the fall foliage, and we love to drive down there.
Just starting to turn the leaves. Last weekend, I was up in the Morrissey, Shawinigan, and St. Paulin, and almost overnight, you could see the change in the colors of the leaves.
It's incredible, isn't it?
You woke up in the morning, and those trees weren't that color the night before, but that's another area. We'll be talking about that on October 3rd, but you know, people think, again, Laurentians, Lanaudière, fall foliage, the Morrissey has some great sights, not too far away, just an hour and a half away.
It's one of the things we like, though, about around home. I mean, one of my favorite things about Montreal is you're so close to just about everything you could possibly want. Here in Montreal, you want to get out to the fall foliage, you want to get out to the country, it's no problem, an hour away. You want to get out to some other city, even the United States, so we really enjoy being around here. Now, last week, actually 2 weeks ago, Stephen and I, we went on bit of a personal pet project. We both like railroads an awful lot. And we went and I got this historical book. We're looking to bring this gentleman on because I have the another anniversary of the first railway, 151st year, I suppose.
Right, 151 years ago, the Montreal and Lachine Railroad, 1847.
Yeah, and, you know, it's only commemorated by two lonely plaques today.
They were put up, what year did they put them up?
1947.
100th anniversary.
Yeah.
And they basically look like they have not had much care ever since. They're a bit faded, and there's one, you know, in Lachine, and one where the terminus was in Montreal, at where the Bonaventure Station used to be, and that is it, and you really have to search.
Well, that Lachine plaque is such a lonely little plaque. I mean, I drove past that area, walked past that area an awful lot.
You'd figure it was just something sitting there. It was by the Bussey Chronic Care Hospital on the lake. And
One of the nice things about it, though, we started to trace where the tracks used to go, and it's kind of illuminated things for us. Was, no wonder, that's how these streets used to run, and that's why. Incredible. So, you know, I used to wonder why Lachine, how come I can't take the street directly from here to there, and why does it have this weird angle and everything? And it turns out it crossed the path of exactly where the train tracks used to go.
Right, you see that through the downtown of Lachine, and the same through parts of Montreal when you go to through parts of Saint-Henri, mm-hmm. where we walked where the tracks had actually merged.
Yeah, they converted that to a very, very lovely little park, too. I mean, where the tracks, we went where the tracks merged, where the little spur used to be. And in fact, it's this lonely old building next to Mountain Street. You know, you wonder why there was a field there. It's where they're planning to put the ballpark and everything like that. That used to be a rail yard. I used to wonder why in the 70s there used to be these ugly old bridges going over the field. I said, why don't you just plow a road right through there? And
the bridges were built to mm-hmm. cross over those rail yards and what eventually became an express terminal, and then were pulled up at the end of the 70s.
One of the fun things about doing that, of course, is you start discovering areas of Montreal that you've never seen before. It's like, holy macaroni, this was here? Oh, no wonder. And it turned into a little bit of a day. It was a lot of fun. We went to a little cafe here. We went to a little, you know, brasserie there. It would never have occurred to us to stop in the first place.
We would never have gone into those neighborhoods or stopped by to have gone in to patronize those establishments. Nice places. It's well worth the trip to get off that beaten path, even in your own city.
Well, it goes to show that Montreal has a lot of hidden stuff, even for, you know, us who've lived here all our lives. Is well worth checking out. Every little piece of Montreal has got some kind of history attached to it, and it's worthwhile checking it out. That's why we love living here.
And that's what we do when we visit other cities. It's just get off that beaten path and explore, because exploring is part of the fun of travel.
Oh, definitely, and a bit of recreation. So now we're in town. It's good to see Chad behind the console. Chad, you said you're going to Colorado? What's going on?
Yeah, going to Colorado, the last race of the season.
Ah, yes, still with Key Motorsports. So whereabouts in Colorado?
Fountain.
Fountain?
The Pikes Peak track.
Oh, neat. Oh.
Well, we'll see, eh?
Yeah, well, I hope you guys do well and qualify well.
I hope we do better than last race.
Are you here next week, or?
Nope, I won't be here next week. The week after.
The week after, so you'll be back, so we'll have a chance to gather some more Chad material.
And, he'll be back on October 3rd when we'll be talking about St. Paulin and Shawinigan.
Yeah, another nice show on that particular area. But, you know, the fall foliage season, it reminds me, there's a song by Def Leppard called Hysteria. And anyway, you'll be hearing part of that song as a lead back for the second break. And every time I hear that song, because you've seen the video, it's like a drive in the country. You know, you see the leaves go by and stuff like that. It's always
it just creates
that
whole imagery, because fall, I mean, you want to get off to visit those little areas.
Yeah.
And it's a peaceful time. It's the end of the year, and mm-hmm. you realize that coming up is the winter, and you're going to be stuck in the house.
Don't say
and
that
what are you going to do? That's when we were in Shawinigan, and they said, mm-hmm. would you like to visit the Cité de l'Energie? We have a very nice museum, but they said, we have a special exhibit on the ice storm. I said, no, I'll pass that up. I have pictures of myself in my basement.
Oh, yeah, pictures of you in your basement. Yeah. I have a really neat one, actually, with the fireplace going, and I was playing with the dog. These pictures came out really good. So it's kind of another one of those nice little ice storm vignettes. I mean, if there are nice stories from the ice storm, it's people getting together and stuff like that. In the meantime,
Together, if you have to get around the rest of the province to places like Quebec City and Val-d'Or and Rouen and Dalbeau and Bagotville and Mont-Joli, best way to get there is Air Montreal, because it's just-in-time travel. Just one number to call, 1-888-631-2111. You call now, you'd fly tomorrow. No advance purchase necessary to save up to 50% over what other airlines charge. No advance purchase, no minimum stay, no maximum stay. Call today, fly tomorrow. Electronic ticketing, no ticket to lose. And you start saving from the moment you call, because you fly from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval. No airport improvement fee to pay. Free parking as well. Air Montreal, 631-2111.
Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about Springfield, Massachusetts, and the Big E Exposition with Doreen and Mr. New England himself, Manny Witt, following the break. Chad Rollett.
You guys are bad.
CIQC Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carole, your breakfast home away from home 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carole on Bridge Street in Pointe St. Charles provides great breakfasts, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
I'm here with a famous name dropper.
Just got back from a business trip. Las Vegas.
Have you heard of Renault Depot?
You kidding? The biggest names in the business. Seco, Moen, Stanley, Black & Decker.
How's the selection?
The widest in town. Levalore, Price Pfister, Behr, DeWalt.
What about the prices?
Rock bottom. Brands like Peerless, Flecto, ShopVac, Owens Corning.
Renault Depot. Driving down the cost of home improvement.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Every woman is looking for a fragrance that is her own unique scent.
Cool fromage.
I know. I am designer Geoffrey Beans, and I have a new fragrance so overwhelming it practically announces itself.
Cool fromage.
Yes, Cool fromage. The silent but deadly scent that turns a crowded room into a quiet place for you and you alone.
Couple fromage.
It surrounds you with your own smell, as pungent as opium, as lethal as poison. Couple fromage. The aroma that says, anybody got a match?
Couple fromage.
Just look for the bottle shaped like a finger and give it a pull. Yes, she who smelled it, dealt it.
Couple fromage.
In English.
Cut the cheese.
For her, couple fromage. And for the outdoor man, windbreaker. Wear it and be alone.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far and wide, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Turn on your light.
Chad was laughing too hard.
Laughing away.
Every now and then we have those parodies we put on for you, so just something to get us a laughing on a nice,
nice
beautiful
sunny
Saturday.
And I bet it's a nice day to head down if you're thinking of planning this weekend or next weekend down to the Big E. And joining us on the line now is Noreen Tassinari from the Big E, the Eastern States Exposition in Springfield, and Mr. New England himself, Manny Witt. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing okay. How about you?
Wonderful. So tell us about the Big E. When did this all start, and what's it all about?
I'll pass that to Noreen.
Thanks, Manny. Well, this year it all started yesterday, September 18th. We run through October 4th at 17 big days of Big E fun.
Now, how long has the Big E been in existence?
Well, this is our 77th edition of Eastern States Exposition, and it started back in 1916 by a local businessman who wanted an opportunity to showcase New England agriculture and also industry. So he had a massive fundraising campaign in the wintertime and built our whole plant within about 8 months' time, and we know that could never be accomplished in the 90s here, that frame of time. And then we hosted, our first event was the National Dairy Show, which had traditionally been held out in dairy country in the Midwestern United States. So that was quite a feat. And then the following year, the first Eastern States Exposition, as we know it today, is a showcase for the farmers and a lot of the farm equipment back then, and also an opportunity to get a lot of people together to get excited about agriculture.
Now, today, it has grown into much more than just an agricultural exposition.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I think the closest equivalent that you have up in your area would be the Canadian National Exhibition. We're good friends with them. We all belong to the International Association of Fairs and Expositions. We all share ideas because we're really not in competition with each other. But in addition to the agriculture, we've got a tremendous entertainment lineup, some major stars that we showcase free on our Mohegan Sun stage. And if I could just rattle some of those off, I will.
Sure. Free concerts. Wow.
I'm on tonight, William, with the Village People.
With the Village People.
Yeah, I'm going to be the guy in the middle.
Manny's going to be the guy in the middle. The construction worker, I suppose.
Something like that, yeah.
The Indian.
The Indian.
Yeah, we've got the Village People this evening. We're expecting a huge crowd for them. Yesterday, we had Charlie Daniels, who did two shows, and he sounded great. He always rocks this place. He's been here, I think the last time was maybe about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, we invite Martina McBride with her country songs. And then we have our biggest names on the weekends. Our next weekend's agenda includes Brian White and Sawyer Brown. And then on our final weekend, we have Faith Hill, another country singer, and then our southern rock group named Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You got Lynyrd Skynyrd coming?
We sure do.
When are they coming?
October 4th, 8 p.m.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, Stephen's going down there.
Now the
easiest spot in the front row.
You got some good southern rock there. I mean, gee whiz, Charlie Daniels, Lynyrd Skynyrd, hee-haw.
Well, we try to have a variety because we get fairgoers from all over that appreciate all different types of music.
And these concerts are all free?
And they're all free.
Oh, God.
All included.
They're free once you get into the park.
Ah, right. Yes.
Now, admission price is very reasonable.
Very, very reasonable.
Yes, it's $10 for adults and $6 for kids 6 to 12. And senior citizens have two special days on the two Tuesdays, and they're admitted for $8 each, and kids 5 and under are free. So we think it's pretty reasonable.
You can't get a better price than that.
It's basically free. I mean, gee whiz.
Stephen?
Yeah?
Have you ever... You have not been here.
I was there in 95 with a group you organized.
That's right, on our farm trip. That's right.
And it's a wonderful experience. You walk from end to end. They're just... Even on a... You know, we were there midweek.
Right.
And it's so busy, but again... not crowded. You get to see whatever you're interested in, and just so much to see and do. There's something for everyone to partake in.
Well, let me explain something. I drove down yesterday. It took me door to door 5 hours from Montreal.
That's pretty good.
So it's not a long drive. First of all, it's all highway. You don't even have to put your foot on the brake. Door to door, straight 89 to 91, and you're right into Springfield. First of all, if you don't want to take your car, Vermont Transit has buses going to Springfield,
mm-hmm.
and there's plenty. Don't believe what you hear about accommodations being all full, because there's always rooms available.
Yeah, that's what I heard. There's always something
there's
for that.
Always something available, and I tell you, you can go from a Super 8 to the Sheraton or to any hotel, to Marriott. There's any range of accommodations here. So really, there's room for plenty. Last year they had their biggest year ever, I believe. Yeah,
1.2 million people.
Well, how many?
1.2 million people went through the gates in 17 days or 18 days. It's really something. I got to tell you, one thing you guys would enjoy, I mean, Stephen knows he's been in, but the food is just incredible. You can eat food here from all over the world.
Right, it's a great selection.
Oh.
All different cuisines represented.
Yeah. Everything from the greasiest of the greasiest to the healthiest. I mean, it's really a real bash of everything that you could really want as they call it a fair, but it's really a huge exposition.
Now you say, I mean, we went to the Des Moines, the yep. Iowa State Fair.
State Fair.
And that had it was mainly an agricultural fair with a few trade show style booths. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning that there's industrial exhibitions at the Big E.
Right. We have a lot of different exhibitors, and I mentioned the farm equipment. That was a major factor, you know, back in our history. But now, farmers get their equipment in different ways rather than seeing them showcased at fairs. But what we're looking at for the future are exhibits of antique farm equipment.
Uh-huh.
But also we have things that a consumer might buy, a wood stove or a canoe or, you know, a mop or a chamois. Those things are always popular. So it's kind of all those latest and greatest gadgets and products that you might want to purchase. And Manny's right about the food, and I know you're referring to him as Mr. New England, and we have a fabulous, special, very unique area to our fairgrounds called the Avenue of States.
Yes, that's something very unique to see, yes.
It really is. It's a gracious avenue with some huge, stately elm trees, and each of the six New England states has its own building. And it's a very large building, and it's modeled after the original state capital of the building. So you've got some gold domes out there and bells ringing and everything else. People eat their way through the six New England states. They start in Rhode Island with some clam fritters and all the seafood recipes. In Massachusetts with, you know, the cheeses and the cranberries. Maine baked potatoes. I walked by there this morning. It was about 10 minutes past 10. The building opens at 10, and there's a line out the door. Unbelievable. And New Hampshire maple products, blueberry pie from New Hampshire as well. And Connecticut has its offerings, too. It's really, you know, a fabulous eating tour.
And of course, it's a way to tour New England all in one day. I think that's one of the slogans that you use to
market
the Big E. You tour, the Avenue of States. You enter each of these pavilions for the states and get a great overview of all of the attractions and the history and the cuisine and products.
Yeah, what they'll do is when you enter a building, you'll first pass through, like, the tourism section, which will give you the overview of all the tourist areas and where to go and a visit. Then you'll go to the product and agriculture. Then you'll go to the food and so forth. So really, when you walk out of a building, you'll know, like Connecticut or Rhode Island, you'll know what's available in that state.
You know what? They're going to have to put up on the Avenue of States, a replica of Manny Witt's house as Mr. New England himself.
We'll work on that for 99.
Yeah.
Well, the man has done so much for New England, so he deserves that kind of record. A big bronze statue.
We got to get you down here. I'm telling you, Stephen, you won't want to go home. Really, it's the last time you were here. I've seen changes. I've been here. It's now, I think, my fifth or sixth year coming down for a day or so just to see what's happening. But there's been big changes. First of all, the entertainment is just simply phenomenal. Not to mention the personnel and how this place is run. It's so well organized. No confusion. Everybody knows exactly what they have to do. And you're dealing with thousands of people going through the gates a day. It's a task by itself.
Right. You'd think that, something that size or that magnitude, there would be opportunities for things to go wrong. But it was very well managed.
Very well managed.
The years of doing it has bred in that whole way of doing things. They know how to do things.
Well, Marines have been around for 100 years already. So.
Oh.
20 years. And I appreciate those kind words, Manny. And another thing that's very big with us is excellent customer service. And all of our top management people have attended the Disney management courses that they offer down in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And we've really kind of taken quite a bit of that lesson back to the Big E and applied it. And that includes treating all of our people that go through the gates as guests of the Big E. We are considered hosts. And we make sure that our grounds are clean. We have people throughout the day that clean. The sweepers come out at night. By the time I leave, it's close to midnight, and, you know, we're walking out with the sweepers. We plant about 80,000 annuals, the flowers that will be blooming, the impatiens and things, so that they're all blooming in full bloom during the fair. So we try and create a park-like atmosphere here at the Big E.
Wow. Doreen, let's hold that thought. Let's bring it back after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about Pizza Danini, Steve.
Yeah, the great food. We're talking about food, but you're looking for something to eat this Saturday lunchtime. Nothing beats Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company, Pizza Danini. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, just one number to call, 383-6000. Piping hot, oven fresh at your door in 30 minutes or less. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Call now, 383-6000, Pizza Danini, at your door by 12 noon.
Chad, roll the break.
You guys are bad. The place they call
Paradise. AM 600 Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Out with the old, in with the new at Princess Furniture. The home of beautiful furniture is clearing all the 98 models in the showroom. Prices reduced from 30 to 60%. Princess Furniture always offers the best from Canada, the U.S., and Italy. And now Princess is offering you reductions from 20 to 40% on the new 1999 models now on display. See for yourself. Princess Furniture, 2635 Belanger East at 2nd Avenue. Last year's, next year's. You can't lose at Princess Furniture.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Calling all shoppers! Calling all shoppers! This is your leader!
Excuse me.
Yes?
Aren't you taking this world's best shopper thing a bit far?
Have you seen the Jean Coutu flyer?
Sure, but...
Come on! 300 mils of Timotei shampoo or conditioner for only $1.37? And special value one-size secret pantyhose for only 99 cents?
Well, there's one thing.
What's that?
Prices this low can't last.
Oh my gosh, you're right! Shoppers, follow me now!
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
There is so much furniture on display at Furniture Wholesalers. You may go there and you may say to them, I'd just like to wander around. I'd just like to look at those dining room sets, those bedroom sets, those living room sets, those occasional things. I just want to look around, and they'll leave you free to do that. Travel through the different floors, look at all of the furniture right there in room settings so you get an idea of how it would look at your place. And then you want somebody to help you, snap your fingers and ask for some help and you'll get your help. Or maybe you'll go into Furniture Wholesalers and you'll say, I know specifically what I want. Would you take me to whatever it is you're looking for? Count on this. If it's mattresses, it's Simmons Mattresses. They have the best prices in town. If it's furniture, they have virtually every kind of name brand furniture, absolutely at the lowest prices in town. Furniture Wholesalers. They are at 6820 St. Urban, north of Beaubien. Their phone number is 274-8255.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
I better believe it. We're back here on Travel World. It's Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford, and we're talking about the Big E in Springfield, Mass.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
We talked about this an awful lot, Stephen, doing a show like this. We wanted actually to find a place where we could have, because we have the cameras in the studio, we want to have our own E show. So this is the Big E show.
The Big E show.
So we're talking a bit more about the...
Right, we're with Manny Witt, the director of the New England Tourism Center here in Montreal, and Noreen Tassinari, the director of marketing for the Eastern States Exposition, which is going on right now through the beginning of October in Springfield.
By the way, Stephen, many people may not be accustomed to know where Springfield is. I just want to point out, it's really an hour's from Boston, an hour and a half from Boston?
Yep.
But an hour and a half from Boston... central Massachusetts, and the other half is towards Albany. So you're between Albany and Boston.
It's on the halfway point. And it's around 2 hours south of White River Junction, so when the 89 meets the 91, around 2 hours south of there, straight down the Connecticut River Valley.
Yeah, 2 hours. Well, 2 hours. I can do it in an hour and a half, but you take 2 hours.
He limits up to what now?
I think Manny is starting to get a little competition for Air Subaru here.
No, but it's
start wondering about that door-to-door timing, Manny.
And during fall foliage, I mean, incredible. You know, I got to tell you, we saw the leaves changing last night in northern Vermont.
They're already starting, yes.
Yeah.
And that'll be beautiful within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That'll be the peak season.
Yeah.
And Springfield, that's where the Basketball Hall of Fame is.
Yep.
There are other things to see and do in the area.
Yeah, they have a package, actually, that I just noticed, that you can go from the Basketball Hall of Fame and the Big E, and there's a whole different array of different attractions to keep you busy here. You can spend 3 days, 4 days with no problem at all and not run out of things to see and do here.
That's sounds like an incredible little...
And they have a great shopping mall called Holyoke Mall. Incredible mall.
Not the Julio Mall.
Holyoke Mall.
H-O-L-Y-O-K-E. Holyoke.
A lot of Canadians.
Holyoke.
Okay.
Very popular place with Canadians.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about the Avenue of States at the Big E, but they also, I remember seeing a recreated, old-time New England village was also part of the Big E.
That's right. That's called Storrowton Village, and it does recreate 19th century New England, and we've got about 9 buildings around a traditional village green, and all of those buildings are open during the fair. We've got some docents that recreate the lives of, say, the Potter Mansion, that fellow. And all of those buildings are open during the fair. We've got some docents that recreate the lives of, say, the Potter Mansion. That fellow had something like 13 children, and he worked on shoes, I think. And we have a fabulous restaurant that's open year-round called Storrowton Tavern. They have a huge banquet facility, too, but they have, fine New England and continental cuisine. And we also try and recreate what life was like back in that time, and we've got a number of people. There's a hat maker on the green and a guy making chairs and a guy we call Nick the Chipper that shows you all sorts of 19th century equipment and how it was used back then. It's really fabulous.
I know a guy on Park Avenue you can quite call him Nick the Chipper, but a different line of work, I suppose.
A little different, I guess.
One thing that's unique about the buildings, I haven't been to the state buildings this year, but they still have the police, the
state police.
State police. As you exit the building, there's always the state police from each state there. Full dress uniform, even in 90-degree weather, they're still full dress uniform with their patrol cars. And what their object is to inform the consumer, the public, of the laws and regulations of each state, and of course their zero tolerance and so forth. But that is very, very interesting. And one of the pavilions, I think, gives you one of them will give you a test if you're too much alcohol. The other one will put you in a seat and show you what type of force you're feeling if you actually hit a car at 30 miles an hour or 40 miles an hour or something like that. So that's really, I've never seen that before. That's a very interesting part of the state buildings.
That's right. I think you're talking about the Connecticut building, and the state police also have some canine dog demonstrations, they sniff out drugs or whatever, and how they rescue people, too. So it's definitely educational, too. And these pavilions are actually part of the state property. It's a little piece of Connecticut or Vermont right here in Massachusetts. That land is governed, and the building is run by the individual state, so you truly are taking a tour throughout New England within walking distance.
Now, a state fair would not be a state fair, first of all, without a midway.
That is true. We have a huge midway. We've got about 50 rides. We've got a beautiful kiddie land area with all the rides for the small kids. And a couple of years ago, I think when you guys were here in 95, that might have been the first year that we debuted our whole new midway area. We did a lot of work and behind the fairgrounds. It used to be a racetrack, so we took that out. And all of our electrics are underground, and I don't know what it was like at the other state fairs you visited, but, I see baby carriages going up and over wires all the time, but you see none of that. So it's
baby carriages going up and over wires?
Well, you know how there's a lot of electrical that's involved in these types of things, but we put all of our electric underground, so you've got a clean atmosphere.
Yes.
Right, okay, because sometimes, you have the wires and they're covered over by...
Right, by those...
corrugated rubber or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about some weird kind of daycare where you just...
Oh, no.
there's two other points that I got to mention. I got to make sure I get this in. One is that I was very impressed with, I don't know if you saw it when you were here, but The lines that are painted on the fairway grounds, the green, the orange, the blue, the lines will take you, if you want to go to a certain pavilion, like the Better Living Center or something, the lines, or there's a circus or whatever it is, they'll take you to, if you follow the line, it'll take you to that pavilion.
So you don't have to keep looking at maps and potentially
right.
getting lost. It's well marked.
You follow the yellow brick road or whatever. And it'll get you to that pavilion. And that's that I found very unique. That is really good because I walk in, you see these whole bunch of lines going all different directions. I said, what is that? And then...
They're like different colors, I hope.
Hmm?
They're different colors.
All different colors, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They have that. And also the other thing I was going to mention was the hatchery. Is the hatchery still there?
Right, in our Farmarama building.
You've got to see this thing. They have a huge, humongous booth or cage.
An incubator.
It's an incubator. And you actually see the chickens being born.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
You have to sit there for about 15 minutes. You pull up a chair and just
and watch. Just watch the chickens being hatched.
You watch the chickens being hatched. And every year I come to see this thing. And I just it's just an amazing thing. It's something to see that you don't normally see.
I'm talking about things you don't normally see. We just mentioned the circus, but it was a very, you know, great circus.
Oh, it's a great circus. Great circus. It's very, it's designed like more like on the Circus LA type of thing.
True. It's a one-ring format, and the tent accommodates 1,600 people, but you're very, very close to the act so that you feel like you're a part of the whole thing and the music. It's really, it's a fabulous circus that we stage. It's, you know, some of the finest international acts.
And no, I won't dress up as a clown.
You could arrange that if you want, Manny. No, another thing we have...
You gotta dress him up as a knitter.
We've got all sorts of costumes we could give Manny.
Oh, yeah.
It's pick on Manny Day today.
Manny.
We can put him in the parade at 5 o'clock.
Yes, that's very interesting. We've watched the parade. Every day you have a parade.
Yep.
We do, and people, you know, it's funny, the people come up to the information booth and they say, what time is the 5 o'clock parade? And
Norm and Mike have already gone down there to visit.
They've gotten those questions.
But we, you know, that's part of our fine customer service here, but people do make sure that they are in the right position on the fairgrounds to see the parade, and it makes about a mile circle throughout the fairgrounds, and we've got all of our attractions represented. We've got a car from Joey Chitwood's Thrill Show. We've got some of our big horses, the Budweiser Clydesdales.
Oh, that's
well, those are nice.
Oh, those are amazing horses. Just something to see.
And some marching bands, and yeah, it's really, that's kind of a highlight of the day. We all open our windows and look out the office building here, too.
So it sounds like a great place also to take down a family if you're going to, you know, bring your children or something like that. But do you have like a particular age limit or anything like that, or maybe daycare facilities or something like that?
Well, we don't have daycare at all, but what we do have, and this kind of relates, I guess, you're bringing families. We encourage everybody to stay together on the fair, but we understand that sometimes you become separated from your party, and most of the time it's not children, but it's adults, and some people get lost intentionally, but we do have a lost people center.
Oh, good.
We work to reunite people. And on crowded days, they do have a few customers here and there. We have a message board, so people will, you know, advise each other where they're supposed to meet. And we advise everyone when they come down to the fair to have a designated meeting place. And if you become separated from your party, go to Lost People, and we'll take care of you.
So at least there is a designated place for that. It's
absolutely.
That's good, because they also at certain airports, you can lose people. I know that when we went to Amsterdam Schiphol Airport, they have a place called the Meeting Point. Only one place called that, too.
And everyone can meet, because otherwise, large area to cover and a large number of people, very easy to go opposite directions, even unintentionally.
Well, now, you just gave me an idea, guys.
Oh, no.
Writing it down.
Well, they'll call it the Manny Witt Meeting Point.
We shall do that.
Stop thinking of me.
Now, where can people call for more information on the Big E? Because it's going on till October 4th.
Let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, if Montreal people, 731-4898. Out of Montreal is 1-800-640-3925. If they call that office on Monday, or any day during the week, we'll get them or rush them out a brochure on the Big E. Give them some information on how to get down here as fast as possible before October 4th. The number to call here directly is?
They can call 413-737-2443.
And they can check out all the information on the internet, www.thebige.com.
That's right. Correct.
We also have a couple of tickets to give away to lucky listeners who will email us at Travel World, and you can go anytime in the next 2 weeks down to the Big E.
Right, we have some tickets, admission tickets, so email us with any suggestions you might have for future shows. We'll be glad to send you two tickets to come down to the Big E admission for the day. Our email address, as always, is travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
On that note, please stay on the line. Chad, let's roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some wafer blades.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby. CIQC Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Looseboard Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
First thing in the morning, I need a great cup of coffee. Tasso here to tell you, you'll find it at Tutti Frutti. Freshly ground and specially brewed. Team that up with 10 different breakfast specials at $2.99 or $3.99, and that's the early bird breakfast special from 6A to 9A at Tutti Frutti. As well, there are lunch specials like stuffed crepes or tortellini, all starting at just $5.95. Eat at Tutti Frutti just once and you'll say,
I think I've died and gone to heaven.
You have.
I have?
Tutti Frutti on Delorentide and Laval, La Belle and St. Jerome, Taschereau and Brossard, St. Catherine West and Westmount, and Galerie des Sources, DDO.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory. 626-3132.
This is Aaron Rand for Cavendish Mall, reminding you that for all your holiday needs this fall, shop Cavendish Mall for favorite top brand names from stores like Aldo, Kelka Hose, Spa Saint Laurent, Kendall, Naturalizer, Lingerie Select, BTQ, Lily, and Roots. When it comes to top brand name fashion and looking your best during the holidays, Cavendish Mall is where you want to shop this fall. Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc, where you can expect to find the latest and trendiest fashions. Cavendish Mall, 25 years of comfort and convenience. Cavendish at Kildare in Côte Saint-Luc.
Bowie Mountaineau's got some great half-price deals on selected products. Listen up and I'll tell you how you can take advantage. For example, when you purchase the Rode Z all-leather love seat at the low price of $9.99, you'll get the second one now at half price, $4.99. Plus, you can buy now and pay only in September 1999. The great half-price deals only at Bowie Mountaineau. Don't miss it. Details in store. Bowie Mountaineau, where quality always meets low prices.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
A piece of my heart. Welcome back to Travel World. I sing that song.
Karaoke. Eddie Karaoke down in Springfield. I've got Willem down there today.
Yeah, hopefully they don't use a DK system. They're using something like Pioneer, but that's be that as it may. So, well, we're back online.
Back.
With Noreen and Manny from the Big E in Springfield, Mass. How you doing, guys?
Okay. I want you to think about something there, guys. Tonight, when you look at your watch around 8 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
you'll just picture me on the stage with the Village People tonight.
Young man.
Happened.
I could just see Manny doing that. YMCA. Oh, my goodness. Manny and the Village
actually
People.
We have, I believe, 1:30 is Shannon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Shannon is at 1:30 and I think 1:30 and was it?
4:30.
4:30, yeah.
In a 3 p.m. show today, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow, you guys have some amazing shows down there.
Yeah.
Well worth it.
Really, really good. And at nighttime, it's so gorgeous because it's open air. Stage is a very big, wide open stage. Accommodated a lot of people. It's really a very nice atmosphere. I used to see all the people last year. We were here. They everybody's singing in unison. It's really something to see.
They really get into the act and become a part of it.
Yeah. Really, I'm telling you guys, it's something that you know, we're talking on the radio to talk about it. But once you actually see it once, you always want to know that you want to come back. And you guys, I'm sure, once you say one, you'll come back and. Again and again.
You know something, Manny? We're already hooked on New England. Every time we go down to different places, it's awesome. You know, first we go down to New Hampshire, then we go down to, you know, Massachusetts. You know, we still got to do Connecticut and Rhode Island.
Yeah, I told you that's the other area that we're going to get you down there.
Oh, we're definitely going to go there. Now, Manny or Noreen, how about an answer to the original question? Is there some good karaoke down at the Big E?
Well, I believe that there is an outdoor exhibitor here where you can do some karaoke and be videotaped, and they give you a copy of it. So you're singing along, and then everybody can stop and watch you, which I would think would be kind of embarrassing, but if you have a good voice...
Well, you never seen me
that
sing.
That would be great.
Actually, well, Stephen, why don't you tell the story?
Yeah, so we were down in Hampton Beach in Salisbury, and Willem went to karaoke, and it was an afternoon beach destination, and... If everyone just stopped and turned and looked at the stage and said, boy, he has stage presence. What a show.
Well, I was singing old-time rock and roll, and I do a bit of a stage show while I'm doing it, too. So.
Well, listen, there's somebody here, an exhibitor, who has something ideal for you.
Uh-oh.
It's a gyrotron.
A gyrotron?
You're strapped into this ball.
This is not the thing that moves you three different axes and empties your stomach contents?
Perfect. Steven, perfect.
Yes, recreate the feeling of whale watching without going out on the open sea.
They turn you around, spin you around. I mean, you're not off, you're just a few feet off the ground, but I mean, you completely go around and up and down, and I'm watching these kids do it, and some adults get onto this thing. But that'd be perfect for you guys.
Oh. Well, NASA originally invented that thing because they wanted to simulate total loss of control of an aircraft or of a spacecraft, and they found eventually that this particular device had no practical use. And that's what they were telling us when we went down to Cocoa Beach. We learned something on every trip.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, well, all we know is it empties you out from both sides.
Right.
That's perfect for you guys.
Oh, thank you, Manny.
One thing you don't
take that personally.
Before taking that, trying that out, I don't think you really want to. They have the Harvest New England demonstration kitchen. You don't want to try all the samples that they might be giving away, and then go on that.
No, that you don't want to do. You do this first.
Now, but we still remember Hodgie's ice cream down in Amesbury that serves practically one of the most scary desserts I've ever seen. It's called the Hodgie Special. We're talking about 25 pounds of ice cream.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, and it's the best ice cream I've ever tasted in my entire life. And, you know, we know Ben & Jerry's is awesome ice cream, but it makes Ben & Jerry's taste like Provigo. I mean, it's that good.
Wow.
And they give you 25 pounds of it on a Hodgie special. I mean, when you eat it yourself, you buy what they call the quarter kitty size. Now, this thing, it's already huge. It's, I mean, the size of, like, a large soft drink anywhere else, so we're munching on this. We see four kids carrying this Hodgie special, and the thing is like $8. I mean, it's ridiculously cheap.
Where is this place?
It's in Amesbury, Mass., right near Salisbury.
Okay, near Salisbury.
Our annual pilgrimage, we go there, and they even have sugar-free ice cream for those of us on a diet. And, you know, you go there. We saw them carry the thing out. I nearly died. Who's going to eat all that ice cream? So we laid down a challenge for one of our friends here in Montreal, Peter, and we challenged him to eat 10 Hodgie specials in 1 hour, and then take whale watching. And if he managed to do that, we would pay for him round trip to Hawaii. And he never took us up on
that. Never took us up on that offer. He couldn't manage it. But actually, one of our favorite places to eat in New England for breakfast is headquartered in the Springfield area, Friendly Ice Cream.
Yeah, Friendly's is here. And actually in Wilbraham.
Just east of Springfield.
Established. And we do have a small Friendly's here on the exposition grounds, a portable booth.
So that's nice.
Ice cream. And Ben & Jerry's in our Vermont building. That's
yummy.
That's the first day.
But the main baked potatoes, is the lineups for that are just incredible. I think, what's the price, $2 somewhere?
I think it's $2.75.
And it's a meal by itself. They just sit there with the baked potatoes and they go at it.
That's a real popular thing.
Yeah.
People also head to the fair and pick up handicrafts, and there are a number of booths where people can pick up souvenirs and gifts and handmade by artisans throughout New England.
That's right. There's lots of shopping throughout the grounds. Better Living Center is 123,000 square feet. I think that's the equivalent to 3 acres of shopping in one building alone. And then a lot of the small craft exhibitors from throughout the United States, a lot of New England crafters as well. And that's in the Storyton Village area that we talked about earlier. It's very quaint, very pretty.
And these are things that people wouldn't necessarily see anywhere else. They'd have to do a lot of traveling to find them, but they find them all in one location.
That is true.
What do you think if we say that, if we say to the Canadian, Quebec and Montreal people that the, if Manny sent this, do you think they'll give them a discount?
Probably charge you double price.
Charge you double. Thanks a lot, guys.
Manny sent us. Manny sent us. Oh, no, not you. Well, either way, we know that, Manny Witt, we're glad that you've joined us on the show.
Thank you.
You've helped us tremendously in whatever junkets we've made down to New England,
yep.
And we really appreciate that.
More to come.
You've done so much for the New England region. It's they should be thanking you. They should put up a statue and a replica of your house at the Big E.
That's true. We're going to work on that.
Next to, you know, the massage museum and a beautiful bronze statue of the hands of Chad with hands that light up, you know.
You guys are funny.
which is actually in Stockholm.
He meant funny, funny haha. He meant funny crazy.
Funny crazy, yes.
Well, we've got to get you down here next year, guys.
Well, we will next year.
Oh, yeah.
We'll mark it on our calendar. What are the dates actually for next year?
That's a good question, and I will look it up in 1 second, and they are September 17th through October 3rd.
Right, okay, so it's always the last two weeks of September, so mark those dates on your calendar, but you still have plenty of time to get down there this year,
yep.
Because the Big E goes on to October 4th. Great to head down on a weekend getaway, or even midweek, 5 hours or so away. And
great excuse to see the fall foliage, great excuse to go down. There's always plenty of room to stay. It's always fun to do this kind of a thing, Stephen.
You mentioned Manny sent you.
Yes, and give Manny a call beginning Monday, 731-4898, to get all the information you need on this year's Big E or whatever else you need about New England.
And for our listeners, again, we do have these two tickets to the Big E. If you want to have them, please email us at travelworld@reporters.net. That's all one word, lowercase letters, travelworld. So first two listeners to send us the email, boy, they're going to get the tickets down to the Big E. You're going to love it. Please go down and
have a great time and relive your childhood and learn a great deal, not just about New England, but about the world around you.
So, Noreen, thanks for joining us on Travel World. We hope to have you back soon. Manny?
Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us again, and come back on the show soon.
Always welcome.
Okay, guys. I'll sign off, too.
You bet. So,
take care, you guys. See you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Will do. Thanks for joining us.
Well, so the theme song, once again, we love to travel, but it's always great, once again, to come back home to Canada's greatest city,
yes.
Montreal.
Montreal. Next week, I will be away from Montreal. I'll be down doing a show from Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Confederacy, with the avid Civil War buff, Canada Centennial anchorman himself, Vic Phillips.
And, of course, fittingly enough, it was a Phillips who actually sat in the new CIQC studio chair that we donated. It was Chuck Phillips. So.
Yeah, all Phillips, all the time.
Well, to our Jewish listeners, we wish to wish you a very happy Rosh Hashanah holiday, and next week a very easy fast on Yom Kippur. Everybody else, thank you for joining us here on Travel World. We hope to see you again next week.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Join us next Saturday, 11 to noon, for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station. Les roses bleues.